Random House Audio presents Salt, Sugar, Fat, How the Food Giants Hooked Us by Michael Moss. Read for you by Scott Brick. For Eve, Aaron, and Will, my all and everythings. Prologue. The Company Jewels. Minneapolis was having a blustery spring evening on April 8, 1999, when a long line of town cars and taxis pulled up to the office complex on South 6th Street and discharged their well-dressed passengers. These 11 men were the heads of America's largest food companies. Among them, they controlled 700,000 employees and $280 billion in annual sales. And even before their sumptuous dinner was served, they would be charting a course for their industry for years to come. There would be no reporters at this gathering, no minutes taken, no recordings made. Rivals any other day, the CEOs and company presidents had come together for a meeting that was as secretive as it was rare. On the agenda was one item, the emerging epidemic of obesity and how to deal with it. Pillsbury was playing host at its corporate headquarters, two glass and steel towers perched on the eastern edge of downtown. The largest falls on the Mississippi River rumbled a few blocks away, near the historic brick and iron roller mills that, generations before, had made this city the flour-grinding capital of the world. A noisy Midwestern wind gusting to 45 miles an hour buffeted the towers as the executives boarded the elevators and made their way to the 31st floor. A top official at Pillsbury, 55-year-old James Benke, greeted the men as they walked in. He was anxious but also confident about the plan.